Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Happy first of the month. On the first day of each month, we review the book of the month. In order for a book to be worthy of book of the month, it has to meet a very simple criteria. It has to be impactful enough that it will either change your life or your perspective on the world. Now, whether it does or not, of course, is entirely up to you. If you simply consume it as a piece of entertainment, you're missing the point. But if you internalize it, you have a chance at realistic growth. Today's book is definitely worthy of book of the month. It's not a very long book. It's only 74 pages long, and it's called Radically Condensed Instructions for Being Just As You Are by Jennifer Matthews. This book is a deep dive into the realm of being present. If we want to appreciate life, it's essential to evade the compulsion of our desires by understanding there's no need for anything else other than our current situation. There's no greater feeling, no state, no condition that we have to achieve. There's no lesser or more limited feeling. There's no other state or condition that we have to be liberated from. This is it. We can give ourselves permission to experience it, to be right here with it, to be available to it. Freedom can be found by being available to our current life. When we long for things, it happens that we become very good at longing. So why don't we keep on longing after we even get what we want? When our desired conditions are finally met, we can't seem to take away that habit of longing. When we act as if something will be better in the future when we meet that perfect person or get that perfect job or get just the right amount of money in our bank account, whatever it might be, that's like making an appointment with life in the future. And it's an appointment that you're always late for. These are all fantasies associated with preferred identities. When you spend your time there, you're shutting off a good portion of your actual experience. The vast majority of your life doesn't even register at all. And then you feel cut off from life as if you were living behind a pane of glass. It's that very attitude that causes the dissatisfaction that we feel, and unfortunately, seeking happiness in the heart of dissatisfaction. When you look for happiness in the heart of longing, what you get is just more interesting longing. For example, you try to abandon your life by aspiring to experience the mystery fully in the future, or in some distant and exotic locale. You might lead a trek to the Himalayas because you're certain you'll find that extra mystery there. Doesn't matter what you do, as long as you keep the rainbows and just out of reach. See, fantasy is exciting. It's also very insular. It consists of the impossible project of trying to take a break from reality. The major purpose of fantasy is to delay or even prevent real intimacy. That kind of fantasy could be considered an alienating desire, and it's a desire which drains reality from life. In fact, is it really desire? Do you really want those desires to come true? Or is it just desire for desire's sake, the desire to remain in desire? And is it in fact separate from the object of desire? We might think we're bound by our lives' experiences, but as soon as you touch them, they dissolve. We think as if we have to search for freedom, but really there's nothing else. At the core of the book is this concept of non-duality. At its core, non-duality asserts that nothing truly exists beyond the here and now. This fundamental theory serves as the bedrock of Matthews' exploration. She weaves together philosophy, spirituality, and practical guidance, illuminating the path toward present moment awareness. But what does it mean to be here and now? Matthews dismantles the notion that present moment awareness is mere redundancy. Instead, she unveils its transformative power. It's like shedding the shackles of a distorted thinking, of artificial comparisons and impossible ideals. In the present, you find liberation. A space where the mind's chatter subsides. It just leaves room for unfiltered experience. In the book, she bridges theory and practice, challenges us to question our assumptions, to peel away layer after layer of illusion. The ego. This is not some weird philosophical thing about transcendence. It's about immersion. The wisdom, it turns out, is not in finding presence, it's in maintaining it. This is a muscle to be developed. And just like any muscle, you can't just do your 10 push-ups and say you're good for life. This is a process of learning and internalizing and building a new set of habits, a new way of being. When I read it, I found the book liberating. So definitely go out and get a copy of Radically Condensed Instructions for Being Just As You Are by Jennifer Matthews. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.